Ambassador Isben Williams.
Thank you, Mrs. O'Brien, Chief of Protocol, OAS, Ambassador Ramdin, Ambassador Castillo, Chair of the Permanent Council, colleagues, ambassadors, observers, and representative generally. I'm very pleased to be able to participate in this signing ceremony, giving legitimacy to the OAS observer mission, which will be going to St. Kitts over the next few days to be there for the elections which take place on the 25th of January. My government, St. Kitts and Nevis, is of course a strong promoter of not just the democratic process, but also of the institutions that speak to this process in a transparent and a way that represents the interests of the people of the country. We also have observers from CARICOM and from the Commonwealth Secretariat. I was very pleased to see the signing a few minutes ago of the assistance to the OAS from the United States by way of funding, which helps to consolidate processes such as these, as well as to enhance the systems which support election processes. We hope to benefit from that because we have been seeking to update our electoral processes to enhance it so that our citizens worldwide could be a part of the process that determines the future of their fatherland or motherland, as you might say it. We are certainly then very grateful for the OAS participation in this exercise, and we'll do everything that we could to ensure that they have an opportunity to observe and to see how we proceed in a democratic and orderly way. We welcome the man who I understand will be representing the OAS as team leader on this mission, Stephen Greiner. He has requisite Caribbean experience, especially over the past few electoral observations in St. Vincent and the Grenadines and in Dominica. And we just look forward to a very good conclusion and to a healthy and acceptable outcome from our elections. Thank you all very much.
Thank you very much, Ambassador. Ambassador Albert Randin, Assistant Secretary General in charge of the OAS.
Thank you very much, Anna, Ambassador Williams, Ambassador Castillo, distinguished ambassadors, our colleagues from the OAS. This is part of a protocol of signing two agreements with a member state which is requesting observation, and we are very pleased that St. Kitts and Nevis requested the observation of the Organization of American States. This will be the 11th country or the 11th electoral process which we will have observed in the Caribbean community. And you may recall that in 2009, early 2009 in March, we observed elections in Antigua and Barbuda, and then subsequently in December. In November, we had the referendum which was observed, mentioned earlier by Ambassador Williams. And then in Dominica in December 2009. And Stephen Greiner has been part of all these processes, so we are very pleased to have Stephen Greiner as the Chief of Mission in St. Kitts and Nevis. I had myself the pleasure to meet most, if not all, the political leaders during a very brief visit on the 29th of December in St. Kitts and Nevis. And from what I gather from these meetings is clearly a very energized community committed to democracy. Political parties very much engaged in the process of not only taking part as candidates and as political parties, but also engaged in the process of the elections itself. And we hope, Ambassador, that, as you said at the end, that elections in St. Kitts and Nevis will be orderly, peaceful, and organized in such a way that it can withstand the international scrutiny. And our observers will be following international standards, as we do in every observation mission. So we certainly will have a report where we hope to advise on minimal improvements because of the fact that it was a good election. So we hope that we, with the 12 persons going to be present at these elections, will be able to cover all the 11 constituencies in St. Kitts and Nevis, 94 polling stations, basically what we will have after the observation is a full coverage of the electoral process from the beginning until the end. And I once again hope and I wish St. Kitts and Nevis, the people of St. Kitts and Nevis, all the best in taking part in this democratic process. And once that is done, we will report to you and to the Permanent Council on the outcome of it. Thank you very much for your presence.
Thank you very much. The ceremony has concluded.